Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, welcome everybody. It is an honor to have each and every one of you in the audience today. Hey, did you think that the Democrat debate would ever get to where it, well, it got to last night? People actually fighting it out. Well, of course you did, because at some point in time when you're doing debates and you're in a crowded field of far-left Marxists all vying to transform radically America, because somehow they think that America's ready for radical transformation. Did you ever think that Bernie Sanders would be called on the carpet for what he said about Elizabeth Warren? Or what she says, rather, that he said about her. Who do you think won the debate last night? And does it even matter? No, noticeably absent from last night's debate was that Bloomberg character. I tend to watch business shows and to show you what a nerd I am sometimes about things. You know, I sometimes will get home late at night. I got to get my mind off of politics. So I turn on Bloomberg in Asia because I kind of want to know what the Asian markets are doing ahead of us, because usually that's what happens. Well, it's interesting to watch Bloomberg's TV channel, because as you know, that they have chosen not to criticize him in any way. Oh, they'll talk plenty about Trump, but they're not going to criticize Bloomberg. So, okay. Now, what I find interesting is yesterday on Mark Levin's show, if you did not hear this, you should really go back and listen to Levin's show from yesterday, because he exposed the incredible amount of duplicity on the part of Michael Bloomberg when it comes to the Chinese. And he exposes it because he reads a Washington Post story. Yeah. That was released on New Year's Eve, I think it was, or New Year's Day, one of the two, where nobody was going to read it. And it got zero coverage. Heck, I didn't even see it. Did we talk about it? No. So here you have Trump today, who's going to be signing this first phase of the China deal. Okay, going to be a big deal, except you got Nancy Pelosi trying to minimize it and the coverage of it with the Trump impeachment stuff. Now, I don't care what you say, that's brilliant strategy. Because now you're giving the liberal news media, the mainstream media, the perfect reasons not to cover Trump signing the China deal. But Nancy Pelosi, of course, is going to announce the impeachment managers today. And, of course, they're trying to keep this on the front page all the way through. Now, Bloomberg was absent last night from the Democrat debate. What was happening, you want to talk about brilliant strategy, Trump's holding a rally last night. Now, you don't expect that the mainstream media is going to cover anything but the Democrat debate, and of course they didn't. They certainly didn't cover any of Trump's rally. But there's still value in what Trump is doing. Great value in it, as a matter of fact, because every time that he is out doing a rally, he's able to address the issues of the day, the latest attack on him, the latest stuff that comes out of impeachment, and believe me, this is just going to keep it up. But the fascinating thing about all of this is that who is really paying attention? Now, I'm quite serious when I ask that question. Because this, what I want to talk with you about today is based on kind of an email that I got from one of our listeners that really brings this, boils this down to the most basic level. right here at home, right here in Oregon. And it is this. People are not paying attention. And the purpose of this show is to help give you tools so that you can help others see the light. Because that's your goal. It's not just to listen to the radio show. It's not just to call in or email. And thank you to all of you who all listen, who do call in. Those of you who email, thank you. And it's not just that. None of this means anything unless you're doing something with it, unless you're doing something to change your world. And that means your opportunity to help people who are not paying attention understand how all of this stuff is affecting their life. And frankly, help them get to that point that they in their own way and in their own time, and who knows how long that is, right? They figure it out. The light bulb goes on in the head, and they decide that, you know what, I better rethink this. I better rethink who my political allegiances are. And frankly, I better pay attention a little bit because I don't like what's going on. That's the whole point of what I'm trying to do with this little one-hour radio show. And to that extent, the fact that is anybody paying attention to the noise? All this political noise in a 24-hour news cycle with social media and all this stuff. You're just inundated with it. You got Democrat debates. You got Trump on TV constantly driving the 24-hour news cycle, and boy, he does. You got constant attacks on him by the mainstream media of all types on social media. You've got his defenders. And then you just got the average person out there trying to make a living. So Trump, in fact, I'm watching him right now on Fox. It says Trump touts economy to Wisconsin voters. Yeah. But is anybody paying attention to that? And are Republicans able to drive home the point that Trump is the reason their lives, your life, the average person's life is better in America today? And it is. But are people paying attention to it? I'm quite serious. Are they paying attention to this? Or are they just too busy with just living life? Or are they caught up in gaming? Are they caught up in other things like social media? Or maybe they're just caught up in trying to work hard, get ahead, be able to attend their sons and daughters' basketball games and soccer games and football games, although football's primarily over, at least at the high school level. But, I mean, are they just too busy living their lives? Or does all of this turn them off? And that's why I do this show the way that I do, because I want to give you ammunition, since I love that term. I want to give you ammunition that you can be thoughtful and ask interesting questions and say interesting things that helps people start conversations, come to conclusions on their own. Because it's the only way it'll ever work. It's the only way that you'll ever be truly persuadable. So yesterday, you know, I posed this question. And it became it's the basis of an email from the unnamed state employee who often emails me, who is a very thoughtful individual, who's a PhD. So this person has gone through the political process of academia to get a PhD and still has remained a conservative, a very thoughtful conservative. And yesterday I opened the show saying, is I told you so a persuadable comment that you could use? No, it isn't. That's my conclusion. Now, here's this person's thoughts on that. This email they sent me, and it's headlined, I told you so. Regarding your good comments to not say I told you so to people who blindly followed and supported the regressive totalitarian Marxist agenda. The reason the statement is not helpful, it will actually create a negative response, is because it is an emotional message. Blame, ridicule, criticism, and cutting remarks make us feel justified that we were right all along. But they will never help to persuade a person to understand how and why conservative values and initiatives provide the only pathway to realize their goals, their vision, and dreams for their families and their communities. Now, in a prior email, just prior to this one, the same person wrote, it's for the children. Because these two things go hand in hand. Not when you're having conversations with people and you are purposefully trying to move the conversation in a direction to where you're really trying to influence people's thinking by getting them to think about things like, I told you so. I told you this was going to happen. As opposed to saying something like, can you believe this is happening again? And somebody goes, what? What are you talking about? Well, can you believe that they're lying to us again? Or can you believe that they said this, and now this story comes out and says they did that? I don't know who to trust anymore. That's how you start a conversation that gets people thinking, yes, on an emotional but a thoughtful level. Now, when the argument is you add into, they always say this is for the kids, but then they're taking all this new sales tax money. And there's a story about that, by the way, on OregonWatchdog.com today, written by it's an interview with a CPA about the new hidden sales tax. Well, most people are just not aware of it. But it was for the children. But when people understand, when the stories come out, that they're not spending all the money for the children, they're diverting it and they're putting it into other projects, other things. When that hits, because that's what they will do, it's what they always do. It's always smoke and mirrors. It's always lies and deception to get you to pay more, to get you give away more of your liberty. And it's always for the children. Well, helping parents understand that the emotional argument is, yeah, it's for the children, but unless you have other things in place, it doesn't matter that it's for the children, because you'll never be able to help the children unless these other things are in place. What are those other things? What I'm going to tell you when we come back from the break, because it is part of this very thoughtful email. Is anybody paying attention to this stuff? All of them. Or are we just too caught up in life living in this great nation?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. So if people are not paying attention to all this political stuff that really does impact every area of their life, and you have an opportunity to help them pay attention, will you? Do you have the confidence that you can? Do you have the passion or the desire to do that? Do you care enough? And I mean this. And the only reason I say that to you is because, you know what? That's where I was. I'm quite serious. You know, for a long time, I was very cynical about politics. I don't know if you, maybe some of you have felt that way in times past, or maybe you feel that way now. That's okay. Until I really began to understand how much it was, well, affecting my world and my business and my hopes and my dreams and my desires. And I realized I had to get a part, I had to become involved at a much greater level. And that began my, you know, I've been involved in politics since I was 16, but really never got deeply involved in it. Until I came back and decided that I needed to do something to fix what I thought was wrong with how government was impacting my life. That's why I ran for, that's how I got involved in the Republican Party locally first, and then the opportunity to run for the state legislature. I got elected. I served 8 years, left that, still involved politically, doing things behind the scenes, working with the grassroots, and a number of other things. And I, my point to you is that I was very cynical until I realized how important it is that we, in our constitutional republic, and yes, we have one, some of our listeners think Oregon is not a constitutional republic, and I'm not going to get into that, but I'm just going to say that we, the people, still have power to change things. We do. But you can't rely on the major news media to do it. You certainly cannot rely on the people who run Oregon politically to do it. It's up to us. We still have some tools at our disposal. The most important one is for you to be able to persuade the persuadables. Now, yesterday, I think it was Danny that called and talked about many of his friends. It doesn't matter what you say to them, they're going to vote Democrat. Those are not the persuadables. There are lots of people in your sphere of influence, whatever that is, that if you sat down for a moment and just thought about it over maybe a cup of coffee, if you sat down and thought about it, think about the people that you know that you could persuade. In all seriousness, if every one of us who believe in the power of liberty, believe in the founder's vision and understanding of what a constitutional republic is and where your natural rights come from, not government-given rights, but natural rights given to you by God. If those of us who understand what that really is, if we can communicate that to just one person, over maybe a period of time, by having those persuadable conversations with them, all designed for them to come to the conclusion on their own that they need to think differently about politics. Can you imagine the impact we would have? And that's why this Timber Unity rally on February 6th is so important, friends. Because those people that are coming from all over the state are going to come to this huge rally at the Capitol. And they're going to go home energized because they're going to believe that they're making a difference. And they're going to go home and they're going to be engaged at the local level. And I'm telling you, in some of these state house races, only a few votes turns everything. It means the difference between these kinds of bad ideas like the hidden sales tax, cap and trade, all these other scams that they're ramming down our throats, illegal aliens getting free everything. It makes a difference on those things getting passed or not. Now, the email that really is driving all of this today is this. Let me read it to you. It's for the children. The regressive totalitarian Marxist will pull out many emotionally charged claims to sway the emotions and channel the votes of people who solely listen with their feelings and think with their hearts. But they have no more powerful strategy than their impassioned message that their programs alone are the only way to ensure that we are helping the children. Really? That's my comment. This person continues, to persuade the persuadables and make the Marxists have to defend their true anti-children policies. Let that sink in for a moment. Shouldn't we take the It's for the Children mantra a step further to help people think with their hearts on this issue? To do so, we need to help people understand that the children have parents. Parents need jobs. Jobs abound in a robust economy. A robust economy helps adults and children flourish, live the American dream, and help people rise out of poverty, desperate situations, and homelessness. In other words, children can only flourish and have hope for a bright future if their parents and communities flourish. And parents and communities can only flourish if candidates and initiatives actually produce lasting jobs, expanding economic growth, and initiatives actually and security, reduce taxes and regulations, promote commerce and business, create choices and options for health care, develop safe and secure communities, clean streets, and growing cities. We have to help people understand that children will only benefit and flourish when their parents and communities flourish. These things only happen when proven conservative values, policies, and constitutional conservative candidates fight for the parents so that all levels of society, all of our Oregonians, and all children will be blessed. It can't be for the children if it's not for the parents. More on this.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm going to expand on this a little bit further because I think it's important. It's important to what I hope you're gaining something of value from talking about. And that is, if people are just not paying attention because they're too busy living their lives, and they need to pay attention because helping just one person realize within themselves that their political alliances, how they vote, what they vote for, and the ideas that they vote for ultimately matter in their life to everything they care about. Now, I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. I want to remind you, friends, you know, I use CBD oil products because they work for me. Maybe they'll work for you. But, you know, you don't always get the stuff you think maybe you're buying, especially if you're buying stuff on the Internet. You have no idea where that CBD product comes from, the base product. Well, if you buy from Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care right here on South Commercial in Salem, next to Safeway, if you buy from them, you know what you're getting. You're getting CannaShield. That's their brand. It is sourced from Oregon. It is processed in Oregon. And it's sold in Oregon to our very high standards. And we do. We have very high standards, much higher than many other states. And I'll tell you this. You could be very confident that everything you're paying for is exactly what you're getting. CannaShield is an excellent product and can help you, just like it's helped me. So why don't you check it out? Go to their website, vimsalem.com. That's vimsalem.com. So the opportunity to help people figure out how their votes matter to everything in their life is right there in front of us. The email that I just read to you is, the gist of it is this. People need to understand that even though we may have different political philosophies, we all want the same things. because we're human beings. In America, we have a culture that says we want to live the American dream. And while that may seem like a nebulous thing, it isn't. You see, it's not any different than the dreams of the parents that I met in Iraq, that I met in Afghanistan, that I met in Africa. See, they want the best things for their children, too. They ultimately want a better life. Now, as you move from a subsistence economy to the modern economy that we're in today, your opportunity to live a better life is profound. But the base human instincts that these people want in other lands, that human beings want for their own lives and for their children's lives, are the same. It's how we get there that matters. See, even liberal Democrats that I used to serve with in the legislature still want good schools. They want their kids to be educated. Well, I want that. They still want a robust economy, sort of. We just differ on how to get there. You see, the American dream is the opportunity to live free, ultimately. And that means liberty creates this opportunity for all kinds of things. For your children or yourself to have the choice to work in a field that you want to work in for a career. Or maybe not. Maybe you don't want to work in a career. Maybe you want to be a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad in today's world. And it happens. I know people who are. And they're comfortable with that. And their families come, well, that's great. I mean, that's fine. My point to you is that liberty, our system of governance, gives us the opportunity to do that. It gives us the opportunities of hope for a better future. This is what was so damaging about the Obama mentality of everything that he was trying to say, because it was just the opposite of that. It was that we are the first generation that's not going to be able to have it, make it better for our kids. Bullpucky. That's why Trump got elected, folks, because people in our culture, in our system of governments in America, that's not what we want. And frankly, it's not what's based on human nature. None of this was lost on our founders, because our founders wanted the same things. That's why they put in place a system of governance that states very clearly that our rights come not from government, but from God. The desire for our communities to flourish, as this email talks about, is part of the American dream. How do we get there? How do you have schools that allow your kids to be taught in a way that teaches them to be lifelong learners? Because that's really what it is all about. How do you have enough cops to ensure that the bad people out there don't hurt the good people, and that you have courts, and that you have some system of regulation that is necessary for an orderly society, a civil society? Friends, I'm telling you, to be able to afford all of those things, you have to have a strong economy. Again, our founders knew this. Now, I say all of that to you because if it's really for the children, and it really is, isn't it? Think about Christmas. Who is Christmas for? Well, it's really about kids, isn't it? Yeah, I know it's a giving time, and we give to each other as adults, but it's really about giving to kids, giving for kids, the joy of that. I know it's about Christ's birth, but in today's commercialized society, it's really for the kids. Well, if it's really for the kids, how can you have a good Christmas? if you don't have a strong economy? How can you have, how can your kids be safe at the bus stop if there isn't a system of governance and a rule of law and enough cops to make sure that they are safe at the bus stop, or to make sure that you have the right and the liberty to stand there as a parent with maybe a gun concealed or open, and ensure that if there aren't enough cops, that your kids are safe at the bus stop. You know, we hear a lot about these kids have to have food, right, to be able to learn. And I think that's probably true to some extent. How do you have enough food to learn? You have a robust economy so that you can have enough money in a school district to feed kids, or you have enough money in a society, in a culture, that parents can feed their own kids. It's about ideas and policies that do what? Not just ensure liberty, but ensure that liberty creates a robust economy where people can feel like, and this is so important, they can feel like they're getting ahead, that they are growing and prospering and creating a better life for their kids. Now, we have some cultural challenges with, and that's why how people vote matters. Because if part of this equation is that government is wasting your money, and I go back to yesterday to what Danny said. Let me back up for a moment. Danny said something profound, is that some of his liberal friends are really willing to vote for people who are going to, that they know are going to raise their taxes because they think it's worth it. Well, now, wait a moment. This is your opportunity when they say something like that to say, so there's a story out today, or remember Cover Oregon. We wasted $305 million on a website that never worked. Why should you have to pay more money out of your pocket for that kind of waste, for which virtually nobody got fired? A couple of people resigned. That was it. How about this story that's out there today? You can see it on OregonWatchdog.com. And Ron, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in just a moment. About the story about the Rose Quarter, the rebuild of the bottleneck that is I-5. That it's doubled in cost, folks. And that ODOT officials are saying, no, we didn't mislead the legislature when we said it would only cost $400 million and now cost $800 million. Really? Why should you pay more money out of your pocket? Why should you have to work harder so that government can waste your money? Because every time government takes money out of your pocket forcefully, under the force of law, and they waste it, don't you think you could do more for you and your family if you had that money back, or if you never had to pay it to begin with? I think so. These are things, look, I'm fond of saying, liberal or conservative, nobody wants their tax dollars wasted. That's true. But frankly, why should you pay more so that unaccountable bureaucrats can just waste your money, or politicians can waste your money with bad ideas? When we come back, we'll talk with Ron about that. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, last segment for today. You can also send me an email to jeff@1220.am, and I will do my darndest to read it on the air. Let's go to the phones to Ron, who held over through the break. Ron, thanks for hanging over. What do you think today?
Oh, brother, everything you just said there, our rights does not come from government. It comes from God. If our kids were to know, was taught in middle school and until end of elementary school, the Magna Carta, the English Bill of Rights, the Grand Remonstrance, and the Lee's Resolution like they should have been, then we would not have to worry about it. But they're going to use the children. Remember Jocelyn Elders under the Clinton administration, with all the children. These are programs of the Democrat Socialist going back all the way back to the days of Age of Enlightenment, the turn of the century, the Hemingways and everything else, big cigars, and after women's rights was given. And the thing is this, and also you got to remember the the repeal of alcohol taxes, alcohol in the country at the time period. It was a general form of control of behavior. The governor here, the retro-Bolshevik queen herself, who is, come to find out, have the Chinese government's favorite friend, factoring in, Mr. Bloomberg. See, I learned that this week. And the whole thing all ties together. When you got, they say they're looking out for interest, they're not. The $500 million that they supposed to widen across the Rose Quarter there, people. And the governor says, we need to do more study and research. They've been studying on it since 1998, people. 1998. 22 years. How much more does the pig need to eat? The pig got a big old tapeworm, and all it wants to gobble up your dollars, including my 2% that in personal standard deductions, the governor doesn't want to give us. But the increase in costs, and that's all they want, and control of what I can drive. What I can do, how I live, should I, and what, how do I raise my kids, and how should I vaccinate my kids? No doctor-client privilege. As one example, I live in it with the VA in the worst way, and the president's trying to make changes. But in this Oregon, like I tell everybody, what makes this country great is not government, it's not their policies. It all resolves to the people. Our great-grandparents and grandparents who survived World War I, the Depression, and everything else. The way we win in Oregon, people, is we stand up. We go do right, email, respond to some of these little bullshit, and don't let them use the children. And you're talking about environmental policy. They say 50,000 clean jobs. California, 40 million people. And, you know, Jeff, they trying to say, well, we're going to separate. We are not going to go be involved with the – that's a lie, because the governor already had signed a compact with Quebec and others and British Columbia if we wind up doing getting the cap and trade. She signed a compact with those people. And to personally, I don't think the state should have the right to make negotiations like California did so they can benefit off the ratepayers, the utility users, in other countries because they have green sources. And the thing is, we have to show up. You got to speak. If you stay silent, then you're just about as guilty as the person who's putting a bullet to your head. That's all I got to say, Jeff. How much more I can say.
I appreciate it.
You, brother.
And you're right about that. You can't stay silent, folks. This is why I asked, you know, started the show with asking you about all of these things, you know, the Democrat debate last night, the Trump, all this noise, all these distractions we have in life. People tune it out. They're too busy with these other cultural things that are in our life, social media. You go anywhere, look at people that are on their phones. I mean, I have a friend, he's constantly on Facebook. And, I mean, this is a single guy, and he's just constantly on Facebook. I mean, I'm not on it that much. I post something, and I'm amazed at the number of people who are, and sometimes this seems like the same people, that comment almost immediately on it. We're distracted. The only way we change this is for people to get active. And that means a lot of things. It means you can come to the February 6th Timber Unity Rally at the Capitol. We're going to be broadcasting there all day long. Would love to meet some of you face to face. But also this opportunity for you to persuade a persuadable person Sit down and think about it, over a cup of coffee, who you know that might be persuadable. And that's why we talk about these examples. And when people say it's for the children, what's for the children is for you as a parent. Because it's right. You can't be for the children if it's not for their parents. If you don't have parents who are stable in society, and I know we've got a drug problem. I know that in Oregon we have voted for people who have now decriminalized all kinds of drugs. And we've sent a message. It's okay to do drugs. Because small amount of drugs are okay. Really? Is it? Small amount of alcohol is okay. Small amount of tobacco is okay. Is it really? Again, it's messages. It's who you vote for. What kind of ideas and policies they put in place that empower you as a parent or doesn't empower you as a parent. Takes things away from you. Your rights, your liberties, your opportunity to get ahead, to live an American dream. If it's really for the children, then let's put in place policies that really help children's lives at every aspect. Not just about government, but help you buy a home, move out of an apartment, experience home ownership. You only have that in a robust economy, folks. And if government gets in the way of that, because you voted for the wrong people, you've just hurt yourself. Ron just said that. If we are not active, if we are not doing things that we need to be doing to influence others, then we're missing the opportunity to really not only live in this great country, but live it fully with all the blessings that come with liberty. Also comes with responsibility. And that means each of us being engaged at some level. I hope you found this interesting today. If it's for the children, it has to be for the parents. And if it's for the parents, it means the parents must have liberty and must have the liberty to live the American dream in a robust economy that understands that conservative values of hard work, of family, are the best values for the children. Does that make sense to y'all? Hope it does. It's important stuff, folks, and that's why we talk about it every day. And I hope that as we have these discussions, and not every day do I do this, but some days you just have to. I hope that you find it helpful. And I hope that you put it in a place you do something with it. That's how you'll influence and change your world. Be blessed, folks. Make it a great day. See you tomorrow.